This is just the standard telescopic construction. I give my input above. The first output bit will be the first one, x1, then the second will be the XOR of the x1, x2, then the XOR of x3, x2, and so on. This is a permutation that you check. And then the last bit, you can check that if you sum these, they all cancel out, and you, so the last xn, that's the party, okay? This was done independently by Babai and Bopan and Kiragarias. Why? Actually, this has application to average case lower bounds and constructions on cryptographic pseudorandom generators. So, like in Pi half an hour, use an extension of this to give very efficient cryptographic pseudorandom generators. So the message is that we surely do a complexity theory of distributions as opposed to functions. Okay? Question, guiding question will be, how hard is it to generate distribution D if you just give me random bits as input? Okay? So what distribution I'm going to consider, this is a distribution that we just saw, Y parity Y. However, I will talk about another one, which is the uniform distribution of MB strings with Hamming weight K, so exactly K1. Okay? These are some other motivations. Let me tell you about one result. So a theorem that we can prove is the following. In fact, our results are more general, but this is a clean version for the sake of exposition. Any function that maps M bits to M bits, which has locality epsilon log n, has an output distribution that has a statistical distance from the uniform distribution over balanced strings, okay, which is very close to one, okay? Is polynomially close to one. And this is tight up to omega, just thinking of the identity function, just take your input and output it, the probability that you get a balanced function, a balanced string in the output is 1 over root n, okay, as everybody knows here. So up to that omega, that's tight. Okay. And we also develop a connection with Jackson's data structure's lower bound, which in fact was our starting point for getting into this. And as a corollary, we can get the data structure lower bound for storing a subset of the universe of an element of say size n over 2. Okay. There was already lower bounds, but they only applied to set size n over something which is not a power of 2. Okay? So this approach gives, as far as I know, the first lower bounds where you get n over a power of 2 here. Yeah? Okay. Different model, this is another slide, not local functions, but constant depth circuit, AC0, challenge for you. Give me any explicit Boolean function f such that you can now generate the distribution y, f of y, in c0, give a random bit. Go for it. Some evidence that could be hard is that building of a bunch of previous results in switching networks and so on, we can actually show that you can generate the distribution y, majority y, after exponentially small error, something which I believe to be impossible. And recently, together with Lovett, we can actually solve the challenge, but only for non-Boolean functions, okay? We can show that AC0 circuits have always an output distribution, which is very far, even in statistical distance, in fact, from the uniform distribution over code words of a good error correcting code. That's it. Binary error correcting code. Good error correcting code. Binary code of constant rate, constant relativism. I cannot do it. This is the, think of like the function that, the encoding function of an error correcting code. Who asked the question? Okay.
The issue is how many bits, you're talking about a one-bit output, when you put up the top versus what you call is a multi-bit output?
Yeah. This is like a multiple bit output. You can think of like of the encoding function of an error correcting code, for example. Okay, so that's an example. But that type of distribution, we don't know how to handle. This already requires some combinatorics, let's say. It was not clear to us. Thanks.